Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Get on to Prendaville now.
0818-104-106.
The Neil Prendaville Show on Red FM.
All right, there was all sorts of confusion and delay and all sorts of different things on Thursday morning when we were trying to get to Tenerife. Mandy apparently was on the same flight as me. Joins me by phone. Mandy, good morning.
Morning, Neil.
How many would you say was ultimately flying to Tenerife? A couple of hundred anyway. Was there more?
Yeah, there was a couple of hundred because the flight was full.
Yeah.
The flight was full going out.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of hundred people. Like you'd have seen yourself now on Thursday. Like there was families with small children and all on this flight. You know, that I don't know what they did afterwards. Did they hire cars or did they get on the buses?
Okay, well, let's start at the start, right? Because obviously I was there, but this isn't my story per se. It's yours at the moment. But what I did notice early on Thursday morning when I got to Cork Airport, we were parking up in one of the outdoor car parks. There was a ferocious wind. Absolutely, you'll agree with that. It was hammering with rain and wind. So I kind of thought at that stage, we could be in trouble here. But anyway.
Yeah.
So then the
first flight going out, there was a flight to Stansted, I think, and there was a flight to Edinburgh. The flight to Edinburgh was on the runway. That just didn't leave. They were there for a few hours, and there was the flight before our flight was diverted to Shannon. I don't know if you heard that, because we knew people up there.
So the people were sitting on the Edinburgh Ryanair plane. They were on it for a couple of hours.
They were on it for a few hours. Then they were told to come off it, back into the terminal again, then back on the plane again, and apparently they didn't leave until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But our one, as you know, was 10:30. So just before that, we got the text to say that the flight was being diverted to Shannon. So we had to go and get our luggage then because we were after checking in bags. So we went downstairs, got our luggage, and we were to wait outside where they were providing coaches.
Yeah. When you say the flight had been diverted to Shannon, what we mean by that, lads, is that our plane went to Shannon and not, because it was coming back from Tenerife. So it went to Shannon. So we had to go to Shannon to meet that plane, right? So, of course, everybody then had to trek down into arrivals, right? Hundreds of us.
Arrivals and wait where we were going to be coached to Shannon. So there was one coach went that was gone. So the rest of us were standing there then waiting for the other coaches to come. And while we were standing there, we got a text message to say, we are unable to source coaches for your transfer to Shannon. Please make your own way and we will reimburse any reasonable expenses for this. So I still have this text message now and everything. I have everything screenshot.
So the first people who were lucky enough to get down early enough, right, got on the first coach. That was fine. And everybody else, loads and loads and loads of us, were standing around, constantly being told, move away from the doors, you're blocking them. Where were we supposed to stand, like? You know what I mean?
Yeah, even though they told us stand at the doors because wait for the coaches. So anyway, but there was
They couldn't source any more buses.
Okay. That was the text.
Yeah.
So then there was just a scatter. Then everybody ran for cabs or car rentals. So we ran for taxis outside. There was 3 or 4 taxi fulls. We all got into them and they took off because, as you remember, they said the flight was leaving Shannon at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, yeah.
So we weren't sure at this stage whether we were going to make it.
What time was it then? Midday?
That was around 11:30. Yeah, 11:30. But when we were standing like, what will we do? Like everyone was talking, what will we do? Will we make it? Will we just wait till tomorrow morning's flight? And we just went.
Yeah.
We just ran, got into cabs, and they said, look, we'll get a receipt and we'll be reimbursed and all will be good. So we didn't let it dampen the day. Now I have to say, like, we were still in good spirits because we were finding it funny, I think, at that stage this was happening, that we had to go all the way to
Shannon. Can I just ask you whether or not you thought there should have been more boots on the ground? that there should have been a representative of Ryanair
there. There was one person.
That there should have been a representative of the airport.
Yeah.
Or like, no, there was just the, there was the odd text message and one announcement saying, get to Shannon yourself, we can't get buses.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was all by text. There wasn't one person from Ryanair approached us or spoke to us as a group. I went in a couple of times to see, could I ask somebody, like, do they know how long we were going to be waiting for coaches? There was a family next to us and they were sitting on the floor and they started opening boxes. Do you know, now you bring stuff on the plane for small children, like new colouring books and games, and they started opening them to give them to the kids. Because the kids were starting to get restless,
yeah,
understandably.
I saw that.
You know, so
I saw that.
Nobody came to us. So as I said, we ran to the cabs when we could get them.
Yeah.
Ran.
Now, I heard that some people, I was talking with other people who were there, obviously, and they told me that they knew of people who went home. There was one elderly couple went home. There was another family went home because they were budgeting for the holiday and wouldn't have able to have come up with the taxi fare, so they just went
home. That's why, we said that too on our way. We said, I had my credit card. I'd always bring the credit card in case of emergency. Brought the credit card. This was an emergency, you know, so we had that to use. But we did say that, what if you were in a position where you actually just didn't have the money to pay for a taxi to go to Shannon or to rent a car to go to Shannon?
Yeah.
I can understand how people had to. If we didn't have that credit card, we'd have had to go home as well.
Okay, okay. So there was a rush for taxis then. Others went, I rented a car, right, from Avis, and I was lucky to get it, apparently, they told me. There were lovely people, €131. So we drove, but a lot of people took taxis. How much did that cost?
Yeah, that was €246.
Crikey, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. So we took the receipt off him straight away. And while we were waiting to board the plane then in Shannon, the link that they had sent with the text to say that we will reimburse reasonable costs for your transfer, I clicked on that, took a picture of the receipt, forwarded it in and kind of thought no more of it then really. And then was it the next day I got a notification by email saying that my claim had been sorted. And when I went into my Ryanair app then, they gave me €52 of Ryanair credit.
What? Based on what?
That's why I texted in this morning, because I know there was a plane full of us. Surely this isn't us that's just affected by this. Surely €52 is not a reasonable amount to give back when the fare was 246.
How else were they expecting you to get to Shannon if it wasn't by taxi or car rental?
I don't know.
I mean, on what basis would they think that your €52 would... I mean, it was bad enough that this was going on all morning. And I'm delighted that it was there, because at least I can speak to what you're saying as being accurate. They gave everybody a €4 voucher when the sandwiches in Cork Airport are €8.95.
Yeah. And we went into the shop, you know, where we were standing by arrivals. Then we went into the shop to use our €4 vouchers. And they said we couldn't use them there. But because we were going from Shannon, that we could use them in Shannon. I think you could only use them in the cafes upstairs. So we said, look, it's okay. We'll get a drink in when we get to Shannon and we'll use them in Shannon. So when we got to Shannon, tried to use the vouchers and they said, no, they're only for Cork.
So even the €4 voucher wasn't usable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, there's no way you could have used a voucher in Shannon. That was like the last flight out of Saigon. There was hundreds of people in all sorts of different lines. Now, I understand this is weather related and there were caught somewhat on the hop. But can I just say, if they had done nothing, right, as in nothing at all, and left people stay in Cork Airport, we'd have all got out at about 4 o'clock that afternoon anyway.
We'd have got out at, because the Edinburgh flight went around 3 o'clock.
And how do we know that? How do we know that, Mandy? Because we were looking at the...
I have a friend who was on the flight.
Yeah.
And she was texting to see how we got on. Was everything okay? And then she said she had a friend who was sitting on the flight, was taken off the flight, was put back on the flight and eventually left at 3 o'clock.
But we knew that because the weather apps were telling us that the wind would back off from about 2 and by 4 o'clock it would have been down to maybe 40 or 50 kilometres maybe, and then we'd have all got away.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe they just didn't want to have to send the plane back down from Shannon again. back to
like,
Cork.
Why not? It's only a skip, like. It's only half an hour less from Shannon to fly a plane. I don't know. I mean, I just thought the whole thing would be handled an awful lot better, to be honest with you. Okay,
yeah,
so you,
unbelievable.
You couldn't use the €4 voucher. You spent €246 on a taxi, of which they said €52 is all you're getting in vouchers, not even a cash refund.
In Ryanair. Vouchers. Now, if there's a way to transfer that into cash, I don't know. I've never had this experience with Ryanair ever. I have to say this is the first time something like this ever happened. Maybe there is a way that you can transfer it back into your card. I don't know. I just left it when I saw it because I thought it was a mistake. I said, surely that's a mistake.
But there was nothing
Maybe
to do with...
there another zero at the end of that.
Okay, but there's supposed to be payments for delays of flights above 2 hours and above 4 hours.
Yeah.
You would think that you could even include some money for food. You know, if a family had to sit down and have lunch or whatever the case may be, all of this would be covered. But you're a typical example, €52 in Ryanair vouchers. But
Ryanair,
listen, I hope it didn't spoil the holiday.
It absolutely didn't. We had a great time. Tenerife was beautiful. The weather was lovely, as you know.
Yeah.
We had a great time. But like by the time we got there on Thursday, we were exhausted from all the travelling at that stage.
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Was weather related. I know that. I know that. But again, we were all saying on the day, I bet you we'll have a right old ding-dong battle with Ryanair trying to get money back.
Yeah.
And you have proved it to
true,
be true. Okay, well, stay listening after 10 o'clock. This is bread and butter stuff to Owen Corrie of Travel Extra magazine. And we'll talk to him as to whether this is right or what people should do after 10. But thank you, Mandy. Appreciate you taking the call.
No bother.
If you were
no
on that
bother.
Flight, text 0868104106. If you were on the Edinburgh flight, because you were sitting on that for hours, do get in touch. Text 0868104106.